Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If we hope to survive in this digital age, we have to think critically about the messages we consume. Someone created those messages for a reason. Let's find out why. Sometimes we just have to ask, what the media? I'm Megan Lynch, virtual consumer editor at KMOX Radio. In this episode, Florida Republicans propose laws that would make it easier to sue media outlets for defamation and repeal journalist privilege.
If you change that standard because of some perception regarding a slant in the media, then those changes are going to apply even to the media outlets that particular political persuasion approves of.
I talk with attorney Brad Young of Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Florida's governor has proposed some new legislation that would basically make it easier to sue media outlets as well as target the use of anonymous sources. So give us a rundown of what exactly this legislation would propose to do in Florida.
Well, let's start with the way things are right now, and we can look at it exactly in the context of the Dominion versus Fox case. In that case, under the dictates of the U.S. Supreme Court in New York Times versus Sullivan, the plaintiffs have to prove what's called actual malice. They have to prove that Fox or the media outlet either knew or with reckless disregard should have known that what they were stating on air was false. So with that standard, that's the current standard that applies. What's occurring in Florida is that apparently Governor DeSantis believes that there should be a lower standard. And there's actually a lot of legal experts who are advocating the same type of legal standard, the lowering of the legal standard, because the New York Times versus Sullivan standard is extremely high in order for plaintiffs to win. So some of the things that Governor DeSantis is proposing, for example, would allow plaintiffs to collect attorney's fees. That's currently not allowed. That would be allowed under his proposal. It would also allow that if comments are made by anonymous sources, they're presumed to be false for purposes of defamation lawsuits. Now, there's a lot of problems with that because media outlets frequently use anonymous sources in order to protect the identity of those sources. And that would create a situation where the media outlets themselves would be forced to prove that they were not libelous or slanderous instead of having the burden placed on the plaintiffs.
Because there have always been protections for sources. How would this work in a courtroom or in a court case under that type of provision?
Well, this would really put media outlets in a trick box, because if they used anonymous sources, which many media outlets use and have used forever, in that situation, even though these are civil situations, not criminal, it would place the media outlet in a position of stating, either have to identify these sources or I could face civil penalties, not criminal penalties, but civil penalties in a defamation lawsuit. And that really would put a squeeze on how media outlets obtain and report news.
Now, some free speech advocates are saying this would have a chilling effect, not only on journalists and the press, but on free speech in general, when we look at things like social media and podcasts and blogs.
Absolutely. It would have a very strong chilling effect. And of course, today, there's a big question in terms of who is the media. Is a blogger a member of the media? Is a YouTuber a member of the media? And so we've kind of lost that definition of what the media is. But recently on Capitol Hill, I think it was a Substack reporter who was refusing to disclose sources, And people in a congressional hearing, I believe it was in the House of Representatives, were questioning whether this particular person was even really a journalist to the extent they could protect their sources. So there's already pressure on that part of how the media works. And this proposal in Florida would simply add more pressure to a media that's under immense pressure on all fronts.
And when we look at that case that you mentioned, New York Times v. Sullivan, landmark case, there have been some people that have said that that was an overreach, and they anticipate that if this passes in Florida, that this might eventually get to the point where New York Times v. Sullivan would have to be looked at again.
Well, and some people, you're exactly right, but some people are also looking, and many legal analysts are looking at this Fox Dominion case, could be a test bed for going up to the Supreme Court if it goes to trial, as to whether or not the New York Times versus Sullivan standard should be reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, from my perspective, I don't think that the Fox Dominion case is going to actually go to trial. I think Fox has too much to lose here, and it will probably reach an out-of-court settlement. But in the event it does not, this could be that opportunity to revisit that New York Times versus Sullivan standard.
A lot of people saying this is just politically motivated, that Florida's governor has come under a lot of scrutiny. So this is kind of his way to fire back at that. I guess bottom line, for people who consume news and consume reporting, what could this mean for them?
I think the net effect, if something like this goes through on a state level, it wouldn't apply to anyone outside of Florida necessarily. But if this kind of a change in paradigm occurs nationwide, there's going to be a reduced incentive for media outlets to get the news out there as quickly as possible, because there are going to be concerns about, am I going to get sued? They're not going to be able to use anonymous sources. There's going to be pressure from the management of media outlets, because if an issue like this with regard to attorney's fees comes out, then media outlets are going to be extremely reluctant to go with any news that's not, you know, fact-checked and verified 18 ways from Sunday, because the attorney's fees alone, I mean, if you look at this Fox versus Dominion case, I promise you that the attorney's fees are in the millions for that. And so even if a media outlet wins, they could still potentially be on the hook for enormous attorney's fees. And that all goes into a blender and says the media is going to be much less likely to have breaking news and to have news reported very quickly.
Now, one thing that people are extrapolating here, too, is that what if Mr. DeSantis makes a run for the White House? Could this be something that we could see proposed on a national level?
It very well could be. But you have to remember, in a situation like this, this is truly a two-edged sword, because I'm going back to the Fox versus Dominion, because we have this lab experiment playing out right in front of us. And if Fox is already having significant liability issues with regard to the current standard, any attempt to lower that standard could apply to Fox News. It could apply to One America Network. It could apply to conservative media outlets in the same way it applies to mainstream media outlets or liberal media outlets. So that's the problem with changing the standard, is because if you change that standard because of some perception regarding a slant in the media, then those changes are going to apply even to the media outlets that particular political persuasion approves of.
That's KMOX Radio legal analyst Brad Young of Harris Dow Fisher & Young in St. Louis. What the Media is produced by Odyssey St. Louis from the studios of KMOX Radio. I'm Megan Lynch. Our executive producer is Beth Coughlin. We invite you to visit KMOX.com for more on our media literacy project.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-Star closer, Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.